Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Daryl Peel joining us, talking slaughter cattle numbers here in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
When you break down the numbers of cattle being processed or slaughtered here in 2018, it tells an interesting story. So says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel.
You know, there's a very different story. I mean, we can look at overall cattle slaughter. It's up about 2.7% for the year to date. And that's about, you know, what it'll stay here on a year-over-year basis as we finish out the year. But when you look at the different classes, you get very different stories. Steer slaughter has been one of the harder things to get a handle on this year. You know, for the year to date, steer slaughter is still running almost 1% below a year ago. And this despite the fact that the quarterly feedlot inventory numbers confirm that we've got more steers in feedlots than we've had, and we have had for the last several quarters. So it's been a little hard to figure out when those steers are going to show up in the slaughter mix. I think we'll close the gap a little bit here in the last few weeks of the year. Heifer slaughter has been running, you know, significantly above year-ago levels, although here late in the year, we're pulling that year-to-date increase down a little bit. We're currently at about 7% up from a year ago. Beef cow slaughter also is pulled down just a little bit, but it's still running 10 to 11% above year-ago levels. And that's really just getting beef cow slaughter back up to normal culling rates when you look at it as a percent of the overall herd. The last piece, of course, is dairy cow slaughter. The dairy industry has struggled with really poor economics for many months now, and it has finally turned into some response in the industry to pull these cow numbers down. So we've seen a little bit of increase in this dairy cow slaughter. So you put it all together with, you know, the slaughter stuff, we're going to see an increase in slaughter, but sort of different things happening across the board in the different sectors.
As for those beef cow and heifer slaughter numbers, Daryl, do they give us a little bit of an indication of what we may be seeing early next year and that next beef cow inventory number?
I think so. You know, we watch these slaughter numbers through the year until we get our, you know, annual numbers to confirm what has happened to the herd inventory. But when you look at this heifer slaughter number and the cow slaughter number taken together, they seem to confirm that we are really slowing down herd expansion. I believe the numbers will ultimately show that we did expand the herd slightly, the beef cow herd specifically, in 2018, probably something between 0 and 1%, maybe a half a percent to increase. You know, these cow slaughter numbers, as I said, really reflect sort of normal culling rates, and actually the heifer slaughter, if you look at it as a percent of total slaughter, is just now returning to a more normal level after having been so low while we were holding a lot of heifers. So, you know, to me, this just the slaughter numbers seem to suggest that we're sort of peaking out this herd size, growing slowly in 2018, and, you know, 2019 might be the peak.
And Daryl, I guess if we might circle back around to the overall beef tonnage that we're producing here in the United States, there's one more element to talk about, and that is carcass weights. And I know you've indicated that they are up a little bit this year compared to a year ago.
That's right. You know, we know that we just talked about the fact that slaughter is up, at least in total across the board. So we watch these carcass weights pretty carefully to see what's going to happen. If you remember, in 2017, we had a sharp increase in cattle slaughter, but a significant decrease year over year in carcass weights, which offset some of that and moderated the increase in beef production. It was still up, but not as much up because of lower carcass weights. In 2018 here, we've been watching these carcass weights. They are up. Steers are up about 4 pounds on a year-to-date basis on average over last year. Heifers are up stronger, about 8 pounds heavier than a year ago. But when you put it all together, cow carcass weights are also up a little bit because there's more dairy cows in the mix. So, you know, we're adding 2 to 3 pounds additional carcass weight plus nearly 3% more slaughter. All of that contributes to the fact that we're going to see about 27 billion pounds of beef produced in 2018. That's a new record. And, you know, we're going to see slight increases in slaughter again in 2019 and probably slight increases in these carcass weights. So we're going to see another new record. We're projecting at this point about 27.5 billion pounds of beef produced in 2019.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Thursday, November 15th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts at 8 a.m. Central Time with 18,000 head on offer, including 2,800 yearling steers, 12,000 weaned calves, and a couple of hundred head of bred stock. For more information on when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.